Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation joins others in commending your decision to promptly reconvene the 10th emergency special session of the General Assembly on the question of Jerusalem. In the face of this new challenge, where unilateral actions by one country are set to undo decades of work of the international community and to defy international law, this Parliament of man, this Parliament of the world, is the right and appropriate forum to send a reassuring message to the suffering and the long-oppressed people of Palestine, who have been losing hope in the possibility of securing a viable, contiguous, and independent state of Palestine, as well as losing hope in the effectiveness of the United Nations to address their plight. Mr. President, on behalf of the people and the government of Pakistan, I wish to reiterate that the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the so-called capital of Israel and to relocate its embassy to the holy city constitutes a clear violation of international law and is contrary to the provisions of several United Nations Security Council and General Assembly resolutions. We regret and we reject this action and urge the United States to rescind its decision. Mr. President, we find ourselves at one of history's turning points. The extraordinary developments of the past few weeks warrant an equally extraordinary response from us. We must uphold the prevalent and time-honored norms, both legal and moral. We must also recommit to thwarting any and all attempts to violate the inalienable rights of the Palestinian people and the ultimate goal of a two-state solution. My delegation believes that the U.S. veto earlier this week in the Council represents a dangerously misplaced strategy. The veto attempted to legitimize a declaration that is already null and void and lacks any legality. Through the resolution that we will adopt today, the rest of the world will say clearly and unambiguously that it cannot and will not be complicit in any act of illegality. Mr. President, support to the Palestinian cause and the defense of Al-Quds Al-Sharif has been a pillar of my country's foreign policy. Our support remains unwavering and will always remain unwavering, despite the kind of threats that we have received in recent days. My country has always demonstrated its solidarity with the Palestinian people and their legitimate aspirations. Our Parliament, both the Senate and the National Assembly, have unanimously echoed these sentiments. We all stand firmly behind the Palestinian people and behind their just struggle. Let me recall that the first ever standalone General Assembly resolution on Jerusalem, GA Resolution 2253, adopted on 4th of July 1967, at an emergency special session of the General Assembly, was led and sponsored proudly by Pakistan. Today, equally proudly, Pakistan will join the rest of the international community in adopting this landmark resolution to collectively reject the revisionist decision of the United States. We have also co-sponsored this resolution. Finally, Mr. President, in conclusion, let me say, a viable, independent, and contiguous state of Palestine on the basis of internationally agreed parameters, the pre-1967 borders, and with Al-Quds Al-Sharif as its capital, remains the only sustainable guarantee for securing and enduring peace in the Middle East. No other plan will ever constitute a just solution. No other plan will work. No other plan will succeed. And no other plan will be acceptable by us. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Pakistan. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Indonesia.
Thank you. Mr. President, I wish to thank you for facilitating this highly critical session today in response to the announcement from President Trump recognizing Jerusalem al-Quds as-Sharif as the capital of Israel and the relocation of its embassy in Israel to the city of Jerusalem al-Quds as-Sharif. We also appreciate the League of Arab States and the Organization of Islamic Conference for rapidly responding to the failure of the Security Council earlier this week in adopting its resolution. We also thank the members of the Non-Aligned Movement for their strong support. Mr. President, Indonesia, as expressed by our President in the OIC Summit in Istanbul, is of the opposition that the recognition made by the United States to recognize Jerusalem al-Quds as-Sharif as the capital of Israel is unacceptable and not only hurting the feeling of many peoples in the world, but also hurting the feeling of justice. This unilateral decision brought nothing but keeping us away from the two-state solution and making the independence of Palestine seem far and impossible. In addition, this decision only aggravates the already vulnerable condition and ruins the effort to pursue peace that this august body is longing for far too long. Therefore, once again, we reiterate that the decision should be rejected. Furthermore, this unilateral recognition violates and undermines a number of Security Council resolutions, General Assembly resolutions, and supporting the illegal activities committed by Israel, which violates international humanitarian and international human rights law. Mr. President, all resolutions concerning the status of the Holy See of Jerusalem, Al-Quds as-Sharif, and the rest of the Palestinian territory occupied by Israel since 1967 must be respected without exception. There has been international consensus recognizing Jerusalem's centrality and sensitivity to the peace process. Unfortunately, we have witnessed in the past few days statements disrespecting the Security Council resolution and many GA resolutions. Let me briefly recall history and quote paragraph 5.B of Security Council Resolution 478-1980, which states, calls upon those states that have established diplomatic mission at Jerusalem to withdraw such mission from the Holy City. This resolution of the Security Council of 1980 was adopted by 14 votes to none, with one abstention. It is still valid and continue to be valid until peace is sustained for the Palestinians. Indonesia will once again stress our position that it does not accept any statements and activities that disgrace this august body and its product that are reflection of the world recognition toward the legitimate rights of the Palestinian people, let alone by one or two states. Let me stress again, any attempts to change the character and status of the Palestinian territory occupied since 1967, including East Jerusalem, has no legal validity and considered null and void. It also constitutes flagrant violation of international law and major obstacle to the achievement of the two-state solution and a comprehensive peace. Jerusalem al-Quds as-Sharif is a final status issue that must be resolved through negotiation between the two parties. It is up to us here in this chamber as peace-loving nation, the ones that must uphold the rule of law, justice, and the dignity of this multilateralism. We need to demonstrate our good faith and trust to the system for the maintenance of peace and security. I call once again on all peace-loving nations to support the resolution that has been forwarded by Yemen and Turkey on behalf of the many co-sponsors, including Indonesia. The Indonesian people puts high expectation to the United Nations and its member states, whose resolution has been blatantly violated to make the right decision and make a strong stance against any unilateral recognition in contrary to international law. Indonesia also urged the member of the United Nations not to follow the unilateral recognition of the United States to relocate its embassy to Jerusalem. Indonesia is convinced that we can still rely on the United Nations to fulfill the world expectation. Finally, Mr. President, let me once again assure my Palestinian brothers and sisters that Indonesia's support for the legitimate aspiration and rights of the people of Palestine to live in freedom, peace, justice, and dignity in their own homeland has been steadfast and will continue undiminished. As I stand here in this August chamber, representing the people of Indonesia, a sovereign country and one of the biggest democracies in the world, a master of its own destiny and decision, to once again reaffirm our strong commitment to always stand with the Palestinian people for their legitimate and inalienable rights. Our support will never cease. It will never weaken. Indonesia tidak akan pernah mundur sejengkal pun dalam perjuangan kemerdekaan Palestina. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Indonesia. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Maldives.
Thank you, Mr. President. As a co-sponsor of this resolution, my delegation wishes to thank Yemen for introducing the draft resolution on the status of Jerusalem to the Assembly. And we also thank Turkey and Palestine for their leadership in convening the 10th Emergency Special Session of the General Assembly to consider the status of Jerusalem. My government applauds the visionary leadership that President of the State of Palestine, His Excellency Mr. Mahmoud Abbas, is demonstrating on this issue, and in particular, the Palestine's unwavering faith in the United Nations. The current international system that emerged with the establishment of the United Nations is based on international law. It is a system in which nations of the world, from the greatest powers to microstates, have all pledged, as they signed onto the UN Charter, to respect, to defend, and to abide by international law. Every member state of the UN, including Israel, is bound to respect and to implement the resolutions of the Security Council in good faith. The Security Council has declared in clear and simple terms that Israel's occupation of the state of Palestine is illegal, its annexation of the East Jerusalem is illegal, and the decision by any country to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's so-called capital and the relocation of diplomatic missions to Jerusalem is also illegal and should be construed by the international community as null and void. It is reassuring to see that 14 out of the 15 members of the Security Council earlier this week voted to uphold international law with regard to the status of Jerusalem. The General Assembly, by adopting the resolution on Jerusalem today, will demonstrate the international consensus on the issue. The message to Israel and the handful of countries that supports its illegal action are very clear. The international community is united in upholding the rule of law and that there is no place in the international system for illegal occupation and the annexation of people's lands. Israel needs to understand that the final status of Jerusalem can be decided through a negotiated settlement, that any unilateral action to recognize Jerusalem would be in violation of international law and the relevant Security Council resolutions on this matter. This is an opportunity for Israel to make a strategic decision that will shape the future of its people, the people of the entire Middle East and beyond. My government appeals to Israel to withdraw from illegal occupation of Palestine and to help create conditions for the establishment of an independent and sovereign state of Palestine that can coexist side by side with Israel within secure and recognized borders based on 1967 lines with East Jerusalem as its capital. That is the solution that the UN Security Council resolutions have advanced. The Maldives therefore calls on Israel to implement the relevant resolutions to fully respect the legal obligations it undertook in the international agreements it has signed on to, and to return immediately to a framework that could advance the Middle East peace process based on a two-state solution. The center of gravity in international politics is shifting towards the rule of law. No power is too great to ignore this reality. That is the reality that the resolution we will adopt today will crystallize. And the Maldives will continue to work to ensure that this reality is sustained over time, as it is hopeful to get elected to the Security Council for the term 2019 to 2020. We will work with every member state to ensure that the United Nations remain the key actor in finding a lasting solution for the people of Palestine and in crafting shared solution for a shared destiny for all of us. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Maldives. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Syrian Arab Republic.
Sayyid Rais.
Mr. President, the government of the Syrian Arab Republic condemns the decision taken by the United States of America to transfer its embassy to the city of, to the occupied city of Al-Quds, and to recognize this as the capital, to recognize it as the capital of the Israeli state, and reaffirms that this decision constitutes a flagrant breach of the legal, political, and historic status of the city of Al-Quds, and is but yet another component of the crime of usurpation of Palestine and enforced displacement of its peoples with the aim of the establishment of the colonial occupying entity on its territory. This decision taken by the administration of the American president constitutes a flagrant violation of Security Council resolutions and resolutions of the General Assembly, resolutions which called upon Israel to withdraw from the occupied territory in 1967, including Al-Quds. Thereby, these decisions are part of the unilateral actions which have no action and no impact on the legal status of Al-Quds. Their gravity lies in the fact that this constitutes an official declaration of the United States administration that it has never been and will never stand as a neutral party nor a qualified mediator in any attempt to attain a peaceful settlement to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Mr. President, the Syrian Arab Republic vehemently condemns the United States' exercise of the veto against the draft resolution on the status of Jerusalem at the Security Council. This is yet another confirmation of the disdain of the United States, the disdain vis-a-vis international law and flagrant violation of international legitimacy, and it unmasks their unlimited support for the racist colonial Zionist entity, which undermines the rights of the Palestinian people. The Syrian Arab Republic, Mr. President, despite the terrorist war which we are enduring with all the challenges that this carries, has never and will never throw in the towel, and we will never renounce our unwavering position vis-a-vis the Palestinian question and vis-a-vis the rights of Christians, Palestinians, and Muslims in the city of Quds al-Sharif. And we shall spare no effort in restitution of all occupied Arab territories. The Syrian Arab Republic has been and continues to stand firm with a position of principle. We support the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination and to the establishment of an independent state on its national territory with Al-Quds as the capital, and the guarantee for the right of return of refugees pursuant to resolution of 1948, resolution 194, and the state of Palestine as an observer member of the United Nations, and we call for it to stand as a full-fledged member with all rights within this body. By way of conclusion, we reiterate our call upon the United Nations to shoulder its responsibility in the implementation of Security Council resolutions and General Assembly resolutions with the aim of putting an end to the suffering of the Palestinian people and putting an end to the Israeli occupation of Arab territories and with the establishment of a Palestinian state with Al-Quds as its capital, which is what is taking place today, irrefutably reflects the fact that the United States of America is not concerned by any settlement, a fair and comprehensive settlement to the conflict. And the arrogance of that country has risen to the level of threatening states and intimidating states. If said states uphold the rights of the Palestinian people and seek to ensure respect for Security Council and General Assembly resolutions, this is a superpower which views the United Nations as a national institution and deals with members of the body as school students, students who must be punished when they fail to yield to their authority and hegemony. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Syrian Arab Republic. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Bangladesh.
Mr. President, we thank you for resuming this 10th Emergency Special Session under the Uniting for Peace procedure as per General Assembly Resolution of 1950. Bangladesh aligns itself with the statements delivered on behalf of NAM and OIC. Our Honorable President attended the 6th Extraordinary OIC Summit held in Istanbul on 13 December 2017, convened by Honorable President Erdogan to articulate our views on the Middle East peace process, including the question of East Jerusalem. Our Honorable Prime Minister also reaffirmed our unequivocal position on East Jerusalem as the capital of an independent and viable state of Palestine. Bangladesh remains deeply concerned over any decision or announcement that may compromise the status of East Jerusalem as a final status issue in the Middle East peace process and contribute to changing its historical and legal status, its demographic structure, and its historic Arab-Islamic character. We remain concerned over the possible grave consequences and threats to international peace and security to be inflamed by such decision and action, raising new waves of tension, hostility, and violent extremism in the already volatile Middle East that is likely to spill over to other parts of the world. Bangladesh stresses on preserving the legal status of Jerusalem within the framework of relevant UN resolutions, including relevant Security Council resolutions. Bangladesh reaffirms its position in favor of establishing the State of Palestine on the basis of the 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. Bangladesh urges all parties concerned to take a pragmatic approach to the Middle East peace process in reaching a two-state solution for enduring peace and stability in the region. As Bangladesh strives to deal with massive ongoing influx of forcibly displaced people from Myanmar's Rakhine state, we continue to associate ourselves with any call or initiative to bring to closure protracted conflicts that continue to foment indignation, intolerance, and mindless violence, threatening to spare no one in the international community. Bangladesh supports the draft resolution in keeping with our constitutional obligation, our long-standing principled position on the question of Palestine, and our commitment to international peace and stability and to the principles of international law. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Bangladesh. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Cuba.
Señor Presidente.
President,
Cuba fully endorses the statement delivered by the delegation of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela on behalf of the non-aligned movement. We also support the statements delivered by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Turkey on behalf of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the statement delivered by the delegation of Yemen on behalf of the Arab Group. President, Cuba's position on the issue that brings us together today is steadfast and has been clearly stated in the declaration of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Cuba on the recognition by the United States of the city of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, a statement issued on the 6th of December 2017. In this regard, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Cuba expresses its deepest concern about and rejection of the U.S. President's unilateral declaration of the city of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which is a serious and flagrant violation of the UN Charter, of international law, and of the relevant United Nations resolutions. This intention of the United States government to change Jerusalem's historic status undermines the legitimate interests of the Palestinian people and of the Arab and Islamic nations. It will have serious consequences for stability and security in the Middle East, will further exacerbate the tensions in the region, and will hinder any effort to resume Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Cuba calls on the Security Council to fulfill its responsibility under the UN Charter in maintaining international peace and security, to take the necessary decisions, and to demand from Israel an immediate end to its occupation of the Palestinian territories, its aggressive policies and colonizing practices, and to call upon Israel to comply with the United Nations resolutions on the situation in the Middle East, including the Palestinian questions. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs reiterates that Cuba will continue to support a comprehensive, just, and lasting solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict on the basis of a two-state solution to realize the right of the Palestinians to self-determination and to have an independent sovereign state with its capital in East Jerusalem and within its pre-1967 borders. To conclude, President, I would just like to add that, consistent with its historic principled position on this matter, Cuba has joined the co-sponsors of the draft resolution as contained in document A/ES-10/L22 entitled Statute of Jerusalem and will, of course, vote in favor of this draft resolution. Thank you very much.
I thank the distinguished representative of Cuba. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. President, over the course of the last several decades, the Israeli regime has continuously committed a host of crimes by occupying the Palestinian land, killing and displacing Palestinians while enjoying total impunity. Along this path, the United States has been aiding and abetting the Israeli regime by providing its unconditional support and defending this regime by all means. The U.S. government has never hesitated to misuse its veto power in violation of the UN Charter to shield the Israeli regime in the Security Council against the will of the international community. 3 days ago, when U.S. vetoed a draft UN Security Council resolution, it was the 43rd time the U.S. had used its veto power to protect Israel from facing the consequences of its heinous crimes and blocked the efforts by the members of the international community to find a solution to the question of Palestine. The recent illegal decision by the U.S. administration to recognize Al-Quds as the capital of the Israeli regime and to move its embassy to its holy city, to this holy city, has made it crystal clear that the U.S. is only seeking to secure the maximum interests of the Israeli regime and considers no respect for the legitimate rights of Palestinians, including its rights to self-determination. Mr. President, the question of Palestine has been on the agenda of the United Nations since its early years. Further, the international community has rightfully recognized the inalienable rights of the Palestinian for many decades. The Israeli occupation lies at the center of all crises and conflicts in the Middle East and beyond, a fact which has long been acknowledged by the United Nations. The appalling tragedy and the old wound of our region in the past 100 years, which began with the conspiracy of the Balfour Declaration, has entered a new phase with the politically incorrect, illegal, and unlawful promise of the U.S. President to move the American embassy to the holy city of Al-Quds. We strongly condemn this reckless unilateral act by U.S. to distort the historical facts and replace them with fictions. This administration has done little to hide its intentions to shift the focus of the Security Council from the question of Palestine to fabricated alternative issues in our region, to give the Israeli regime more space to freely pursue its criminal policy and practices. With this intention, the United States several times in the Security Council open debates on the situation of the Middle East has stressed that the U.S. no longer subscribes to the internationally shared belief that the question of Palestine is the Council's priority in the region. Such reprehensible statements are part of a bigger plot to legitimize the Israeli occupation and its expansionist policy and practices, which violate not only each and every norm of international law, but also teachings of all divine religions and prophets that are based on justice and compassion. The member states never paid heed to this delusional desire. This General Assembly meeting, as well as the recent Security Council meeting on this issue, are clear manifestation that the U.S. plan has failed and the occupation of Palestine and Al-Quds stand at the center of all conflicts in the Middle East. In conclusion, Palestine is in the heart and minds of all Muslims as well as all peace-loving nations around the globe. Denying this fact is equal to being accomplice with the Israeli illegal occupation and actions and ignoring human conscience. The Islamic Republic of Iran expresses its solidarity with the oppressed people of Palestine during this difficult time. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Islamic Republic of Iran. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of China.
Mr. President, the Palestinian question is at the core of the Middle East issue as a fundamental problem bearing on peace in the region, of which the status of Jerusalem stands out as especially complex and sensitive, bearing on the basis of solution to the Palestinian question. Quite a number of resolutions of the General Assembly and the Security Council contain provisions on the status of Jerusalem. Under the current circumstances, we call on the international community to remain united in a joint effort to pursue peace, facilitate the de-escalation of Jerusalem-related situation for the greater good of stability and tranquility and peace process in the Middle East. The two-state solution is the right path to the political settlement of the Palestinian question. The international community needs to build on the relevant UN resolutions, the principle of Land for Peace and Arab Peace Initiative, to scale up efforts to facilitate the resumption of negotiations and settle the crucial issues, including the final status of Jerusalem, and achieve a comprehensive, just, and lasting settlement of the Palestinian question. China has been firmly supporting and facilitating the Middle East peace process. We support the just cause of the Palestinian people in restoring their national legal rights, support the establishment of independent state of Palestine based on pre-1967 border with East Jerusalem as its capital and with full sovereignty. China's position as such will never change. President Xi Jinping of China put forward a four-point proposal last July on the settlement of the Palestinian question, including the promotion of a political process based on the two-state solution, adherence to the common, comprehensive, cooperative, and sustainable vision of security, further coordination of the international efforts to enhance the synergy for peace, holistic approach to development for peace. China will continue to play its constructive role in promoting a political solution to the Palestinian question in the interest of peace, stability, and development in the Middle East. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of China. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Malaysia.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I wish to extend my appreciation and commend you, Mr. President, for the timely convening of this important emergency special session of the General Assembly following the failure of the Security Council to adopt a similar resolution on Jerusalem introduced by Egypt on Monday, 18 December. Allow me to also extend my delegation's appreciation to Yemen for tabling the draft resolution A/ES 10/L22 on the status of Jerusalem at this session. My delegation wishes to align itself with the statement delivered earlier on by Venezuela on behalf of the non-aligned movement. Mr. President, Malaysia joins the international community in expressing our deep concern and reject the decision by the United States to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and relocate its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Such a move undermines efforts towards finding a comprehensive, just, and durable solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. It has caused particularly the Palestinians and the Muslim world, including those who wish to see peace, stability, and security in the region. It is also an infringement of the Palestinian people's right and their right to self-determination. The decision also goes against relevant UNAC resolutions, such as Resolution 478-1980 and Resolution 2334-2016. Which provided the foundations for the peace process that affirmed the city of Jerusalem as a final status issue which must be resolved through bilateral negotiation between Palestine and Israel under the framework of the two-state solution. Mr. President, the issue of Al-Quds Al-Sharif is at the heart of the Palestinian cause. Recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel endorses Israel's brutal occupation and repressive policies, which have caused immense suffering to the Palestinian people. We are concerned that this dire situation will only feed into the agenda of the extremists and frustrate our collective efforts in our bigger objective of combating terrorism and ending the vicious cycle of violence. The impasse in the Middle East peace process needs pragmatic solutions based on the relevant UNSC resolutions and UNGA resolution and based on international law and norms. And we hope the United States can make a helpful contribution by rescinding its decision and shouldering its responsibility in helping to achieve a comprehensive and lasting peace on the basis of the two-state solution. Mr. President, Malaysia continues to believe that a two-state solution where the Palestinians and the Israelis living side by side in peace based on the pre-1967 borders with each Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine is the only viable solution to this long-lasting conflict. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Malaysia. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Mr. President, the international community strengthened its cooperation more than able to put an end to the confrontation and the contradiction between Palestine and Israel, which lasted for over half a century, and to ensuring lasting peace in the Middle East. At the 70th Summit of the Non-Aligned Movement, held in Venezuela last September, the heads of state and government reaffirmed their commitment to defend the interests of developing countries in the issue directly related to the world peace and security, such as the situation in the Middle East, including the question of Palestine, by promoting multilateralism, especially by strengthening key role of the United Nations. Furthermore, last December, the United Nations Security Council adopted the resolution which argued Israel to stop the illegal construction of a settlement area of Jews in the West Bank and East Al-Quds. The decision by U.S. President Trump to recognize Quds as the capital of Israel and to move the U.S. embassy there will deserve a global condemnation and rejection, as it is an open defiance of an insult to the international legitimacy and to unanimous will of the international society. The state of Quds remains so sensitive that it for sure should be solved fairly by means of legitimating the national rights of the Palestine people and striking a comprehensive and lasting solution of the Middle East problems. The U.S. and Israel should bear full responsibility for all the consequences of tension and instability that will be entailed in the Middle East region owing to its reckless and high-handed acts. The United States and Israel should pay due attention to the efforts of the international community to solve the issue of Middle East, including question of Palestine, in conformity with the international law and the other relative UN Security Council resolutions for the benefit of the Palestine and the Arab people, and attend the Middle East peace process with honesty and diligence. My delegation availed itself of this opportunity to reiterate its support and encouragement to the struggle of Palestinian people retrieving their legitimate right to setting up the independence and state with the East Al-Quds as its capital, and to the struggle of Arab people for their cause of justice. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Democratic People's Republic of Korea. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of South Africa.
Mr. President, I would like to thank you for convening this meeting. South Africa's position with regard to Jerusalem is a principled one, which is represented in relevant United Nations General Assembly and Security Council resolutions. We believe Jerusalem is the final status issue to be resolved through direct negotiations between the two parties on the basis of the relevant Security Council and General Assembly resolutions that inform our position to support and co-sponsor this draft resolution. We would further like to state we align ourselves with the NAM statement as delivered by Venezuela. South Africa is deeply concerned that unilateral action by the United States to recognize Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel undermines progress that has been registered within the context of the Middle East peace process, the MEPP. We believe that the MEPP seeks to secure a lasting, sustainable peace between the State of Israel and the State of Palestine. We believe the decision by the U.S. government to relocate the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem is regrettable and is not constructive in advancing a sustainable solution in the MEPP. The South African government remains in favor of a two-state solution for Palestine and Israel based on the international recognition and independence of the State of Palestine based on the 4 June 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital, with the peoples of Palestine and Israel existing peacefully, side by side, in two independent states. We also recall all United Nations resolutions, including Security Council Resolution 47-6 1980 and 47-8 of 1980 as well, to which the Council inter alia reconfirmed that all legislative and administrative measures and actions taken by Israel, the occupying power, which purport to alter the character and status of the Holy City of Jerusalem, have no legal validity and must be rescinded forthwith, affirmed that the interment of the basic laws by Israel constitute a violation of international law, decides not to recognize the basic law and such other actions by Israel that, as a result of the law, seek to alter the character and status of Jerusalem, and call upon all member states to accept this decision, and called upon those states that have established diplomatic missions at Jerusalem to withdraw such missions from the Holy City. In this regard, we call for the full respect of the relevant Security Council resolutions and decisions. Mr. President, South Africa continues to believe that the best option for the resolution of the Arab-Israeli conflict is premised upon, firstly, the inalienable right of the Palestinian people to self-determination and independence, which entails a principled position against the military occupation of the Palestinian people and their land. Secondly, the right of both the peoples of Israel and Palestine to live side by side in peace in their own states with internationally recognized borders. Thirdly, a belief that there can be no military solution to the conflict and that peaceful negotiations is the only means of ensuring lasting peace, security and stability. And fourthly, a commitment to multilateralism in order to secure a sustainable solution and a rules-based international order. Finally, we appeal to the government of the United States of America to reconsider its decision to relocate its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, as such a move compromises and undermines the principles of a two-state solution based on a peaceful coexistence between the peoples of Israel and Palestine. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of South Africa. I now call on the observer for the observer state for the Holy See.
Mr. President, the delegation of the Holy See wishes to express its appreciation to the Member States for their commitment to averting new rounds of violence and to promoting dialogue and negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians on the peace process and the question of Jerusalem. At the same time, it wishes to recall the obligation of all nations to respect the historical status quo of the Holy City in accordance with relevant UN resolutions. Mr. President, the unique identity of Jerusalem, which is of universal interest, consists in its particular nature as a holy city, most sacred to the three monotheistic religions, and a symbol for millions of believers worldwide who consider it their spiritual capital. Its significance goes beyond the question of borders, and this reality should be considered a priority in every negotiation for a political solution. The Holy See, therefore, calls for a peaceful resolution that respects the nature of Jerusalem, its sacredness and universal value, and reiterates that only an internationally guaranteed status can preserve its unique character and be an assurance of dialogue and reconciliation for peace in the region. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the observer for the observer state for the Holy See. We have heard the last speaker in the debate on this item. I'd like to inform delegations that the debate on the item has concluded. As such, statements will therefore be limited to explanation of vote. In this regard, I'd like to recall that in accordance with Rule 88 of the Rules of Procedure of the General Assembly, the proposer of a proposal is not permitted to explain their vote on their own proposal. The Assembly will now take a decision on draft resolution A/ES-10/L22, entitled Status of Jerusalem. For your information, the draft resolution has closed for e-sponsorship. I now give the floor to the representative of the Secretariat.
Thank you, Mr. President. I should like to announce that since the submission of the draft resolution, and in addition to those delegations listed on the L document, the following countries have also become co-sponsors of A/ES-10/L22. Algeria, Bahrain, Bangladesh, the plurinational state of Bolivia, Brunei Darussalam, Cuba, Djibouti, Ecuador, Egypt, Gambia, Indonesia, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Libya, Malaysia, Maldives, Mauritania, Morocco, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, Sudan, Syrian Arab Republic, Tunisia, United Arab Emirates, Uzbekistan, Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, and State of Palestine. I would also like to inform delegations that Afghanistan and Mali have withdrawn their sponsorship. If any other countries wish to co-sponsor A/ES/10/L22, please signify now by pressing the microphone button. South Africa, Comoros, and Somalia have also joined the list of delegations co-sponsoring the resolution, and Democratic Republic of Korea. Any others? Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. A recorded vote has been requested. We shall now begin the voting process. Those in favor of draft resolution A/ES-10/L22, please signify. Those against, abstentions. The result of the vote is as follows. In favor, 128, against 9, abstentions 35. Draft resolution A/ES-10/L22 is adopted. Thank you.